The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I am your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I'm excited about this show. I say it every week, but I'm excited. I sit here and I do research every week to find out more information, how to help you, and I get excited. You know, maybe that's what drives me, whatever, but the deal is it's always good information. I feel it's very valuable, and I try to find the stuff that no one's talking about, really. Stuff you don't hear, absolutely don't hear in the news, commercials, you know, maybe amongst your peers you may hear. So I want to give you the truth, the raw truth, nothing but the truth. I'm going to give you what's really going on, you know, the brass tacks of things. So I'm going to get into a little bit about how our country's doing as far as health goes. Because, you know, in a 2024 Mirror report, the U.S. ranked last among 10 peer nations. I'm going to go over these nations so you know they are: Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Netherlands, New Zealand, Sweden, Switzerland, and UK in our health system performance, right? In the same study, it showed that we're spending far more than all those countries with far worse results. Didn't say more and worse results, it said far more and far worse results. I'm going to get into something real interesting in a couple minutes for you as well in terms of these statistics I'm going over. It said the U.S. healthcare system from a global perspective spends nearly 18% of GDP on healthcare. It has the lowest life expectancy, highest available avoidable death rates, highest maternal infant mortality versus other wealthy nations. So if you're not kind of scratching your head, I know it came out the box swinging hard. I understand that. But if you're not scratching your head saying, what the heck are we doing in our country? You know, what are we doing? You know, our life expectancy is 77.5 years, where the other countries average, our peer countries, 82.2 years. That's 5 years. That's a huge amount of time. We have higher premature death rates, which are years of life lost. So if you're supposed to live to be 95, we have a greater chance of living fewer years compared to the years of that you're supposed to live here in our country. You know, this causes heart disease, accidents, medications, all this stuff. So it's kind of like a, what the heck are we doing? I mean, when you think about this, they really spelled out clearly. I'll go over that in a second. But, you know, it's just, what are we doing differently? And I'll tell you, the real thing that I was reading this research and they kind of bragged on this point. I thought it shed a ton of light on why we're doing so poorly with our health. But it said the U.S. does relatively well, right? We're rocking. We're doing well in scientific innovation and research and development. Okay, so cool, right? We have better science, you know, in terms of technology, like better iPhones, better computers, all that stuff. But does that help us, right? We know computers and iPhones distract us from our good lives, but research and development on healthcare, you know, and it's often we lead in global. It says it often leads globally. We lead globally in medical research, new therapeutics and technology. So I thought that was really cool, right? We're leading in technology and global research, medical research. We're leading in that. But we spend more than nearly every other country on the planet. I believe we spend a lot more than every other country on the planet, but both per capita and share of GDP, yet we get worse results on every major health category versus other countries. So listen, I'm going to tie those things back together. We lead in research and development, particularly in therapies and pharmaceuticals, right? We're good. We have tons of good research, top research on these things. Yet our health is worse than anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. You got to connect those dots, right? They kind of bragged on it in this research, but we're dying earlier. We have way more obesity, way more problems. And we're saying, oh, well, but we have good technology. Well, maybe the technology and focusing on technology is the wrong thing to do as far as building health goes, right? You know, in cross-country comparisons, we land dead last in outcomes. And we punch above our weight in innovation technology once again, but that's not enough to salvage the system when the basics, they said prevention, right? And they said access are failing. So I feel this is very, very cool. We need to focus on this because we're focused on the fact that we have better technology than anywhere else in the world, yet our health is failing. We have more obesity, more early deaths. Our infants die more frequently than other countries' infants. So every area, from young kids to old people dying young to horrible quality of life in the middle with more obesity, more chronic disease, right? We're doing horrible. We're doing very, very poorly. And I want to tie this into another study. Because that thing I was just talking about got into some natural care. And it says, it kind of, I hate how they kind of put natural care on a shelf and say, well, it's good for certain cases. Well, I'll tell you what, all the technological health we're doing, all that technology and healthcare isn't helping us. So you need to read between the lines, really understand the music between the notes to see what's going on. Now, this is something from another article, but it's getting into chiropractic care. It says, there's so many researched benefits of chiropractic care. For example, consider the results of a study of patients whose primary care physicians were exclusively medical doctors they're doctors of chiropractic, and it was published in a journal of manipulative and physiological therapeutics. So listen to these statistics that completely are opposite to what we just talked about. Over a 7-year period, the patients of chiropractic care experienced 60.2% fewer hospital admissions, 59% fewer days hospitalized, 62% fewer outpatient surgeries, and 85%, that's a huge percentage, of patients had fewer pharmaceutical costs. So I have patients come to my office, and I've even paying for care in my office, they're saving tons of money. So they're not taking the medications anymore, right? They're not going to their doctors frequently, not going to the hospitals often, because their outcomes are so much better. So it's really cool once you see this and how much better their lives are working. And they show that 75% to 90% of all doctors' visits are related to conditions caused by stress. So you have this chronic stress, and it's basically because you're carrying your stress around in a thimble versus a bucket. Now, the story is with this, I had a mentor and he made a lot of sense. He said, people carry around their stress in a thimble versus a bucket because they don't have the capacity to handle stress. So every little thing throws them over the edge. If you go up to them and say, hey, you know, those shoes, I didn't notice you wearing them that last time, they become wrought with stress and they can't handle it because they have no room for stress in their life. Their body isn't working well enough to handle whatever stress is coming at them. Therefore, they can't store the stress and it just overflows and lots of cognitive and mental diseases these people are dealing with. So he talked about our nervous systems, our brain and spinal cord. That's the bucket, right? If it's working well, then we have more ability to handle stress in all areas of our life. Now, I'm going to break it down a little further because stress comes in a few different forms. We view stress as emotional stress, right? Emotionally, we become racked with stress and all that stuff. And basically, it comes in two other forms too. It comes in physical stress and chemical stress. Now, physical stress is, let's say you have a desk job and you get up on a weekend, you go and you dig up your land, you know, you're doing stuff, planting, lifting heavy things. That's physical stress, and that may cause pain, no doubt about it. But the other stress is chemical stress. And that's why I always talk about in order of my top things to create great health in your body, number three is reducing the chemical stressors. We have so many chemical stressors. There's a study that showed babies had 161 chemicals in their body when they're born. So many chemical stressors all around us, and that's a huge thing. So people come to see me and they say, I'm hurting. I don't understand why I didn't do anything to hurt myself, right? I didn't lift anything that was heavy. Yeah, I said, how was your weekend? It was good. You know, I went out to eat and with my friends. I said, you have dessert? Yeah, dessert. You know, did you have a couple of drinks? You had a couple of drinks. And that chemical stress in which they're not used to threw them over the edge and created the pain in their body. People never assume chemical stress can cause pain in your body or emotional stress can cause pain in your body. Essentially, whatever container you have, whether a bucket or a thimble, it needs to hold all of your stress. And once the stress comes into your body, it's like the circuit breaker panel that's in your garage or wherever you have it, right? I have it in my garage, circuit breaker panel. And if there's a weak circuit breaker, any stress that flows through your circuit breaker panel is going to throw that breaker off. Now, I equate that to your nervous system. Your brain runs everything in your entire body. And everything you feel, everything you touch, all the stresses go through your spinal cord up to your brain. Your brain processes it. Then it sends information to your body how to act, react, and heal from that damage which you just were exposed to. So when it gets to your brain, if it doesn't get to your brain properly, if you have spinal nerve pressure, you have spinal cord pressure, you have abnormal position in your spine, it can really reduce your ability to handle stress and deal with it and create massive health issues, disease processes, mental health issues, everything. So many people view it as pain. I discussed it last week. Pain may come on very slowly. Your body always whispers to you, and it whispers to you in ways in which, you know, you get a little achy, a little stiff, you need to stretch out, but you shouldn't have to do that. You should be really good just moving. You know, people around the world, I was watching a documentary and that people who didn't even know their age, 85, 95, 100 years old, carrying around bananas in a bucket, a huge bucket of bananas strapped to their head. This 100-year-old woman is carrying it around and she's like, doesn't think anything of it. She's functioning really, really well, right? And they're trying to deal with their environment. They're poor and everything else, but they're really, really healthy. They have the most 100-year-olds versus anywhere else in the world. And yes, I watch a lot of that information. I want to see how people got healthy and remained healthy. So when you think about that, neurologically, their bodies are working much better. They haven't had the chemical stresses. They have the physical stresses, but the chemical and emotional stresses, they don't have. They don't deal with it. So you only really have one out of the three stresses. One guy's feet hurt. He's 100 years old, his feet hurt. So he's doing pretty good, I think. You know, his feet hurt. No disease. His feet are hurting. I could deal with that. So ultimately, people walking around, their bodies are whispering. Now, when that whisper gets louder and they have pain, that's when you seek care the majority of the time. You go to your medical doctor or whatever. You get put on a medication. If they do an MRI or some advanced test, they may recognize you need surgery. But basically, you're going to do some sort of medical care once you have your body screaming at you, once you have real pain that's bothering you. Yet when you have the little whisper, even before you have the whisper, we need to take care of it, right? Our spine and nervous system should be very specifically positioned. And when it's in that position, I talk about physical stressors, structural stressors versus functional stressors. So once your spine's in a perfect position, you don't have any physical or structural stressors. You know, gravity's pushing down on you and your spine's not deviating. It's not creating any degeneration or damage or breakdown. You have no arthritis developing in your body because your spine's perfectly positioned. And I have x-rays of these people. Their spine's perfectly positioned. They have no degeneration, probably have no pain related to that. Their spine feels good. The other side is a far more important side. Once your spine shifts out of normal position, it creates stress on the nerves. And your nerves are really wires. Much more complicated, but they're like wires carrying information from your brain down to every cell, every organ, every part of your body. So when that information gets to your body with zero interference, it reaches your body exactly as it left the brain, your body has its greatest chance of working perfectly. But if there's any pressure, think the words pinch nerve, right? Pinch nerve, whatever's traveling through that nerve is going to be blocked off, and the organs, the glands, the skin cells, your bones, whatever's receiving information from that particular nerve won't be working as good as it should. Now, once that first happens, you might have no pain in your spine, just be irritating the nerve, and all those systems aren't working well. And over the next year, 5 years, 10 years, it starts developing disease and breaking down. So now you have disease process due to the fact organs aren't reaching them from getting information that they need to run, heal, and function from your brain because there's some sort of blockage, some sort of dam in the river, not allowing information to get down to that organ anymore. And I feel that's the most important thing we need to figure out. And that's why in this study where I'm talking about 60% fewer hospital admissions with chiropractic care, 59% fewer days hospitalized, chiropractic care, 62% fewer outpatient surgeries, chiropractic care, 85% fewer pharmaceutical costs, chiropractic care, versus all the stuff I was just talking about, how the United States spends far more per person on healthcare, and we have the lowest health outcomes in the world. And we have the highest rate of technology and pharmaceutical development, yet we have poor health. And I believe those are related. The more technology we have, it seems like our health is getting worse. But on this other hand, with chiropractic care, people are getting healthier. They're staying away from that system, living longer with less pain. And that's the number one reason I'm on this show, is to let you guys know the secrets or the information you should know to not have pain, not have disease, have a great life, and do it naturally. Our bodies, for people say technology is so important. Well, guess what? We've been on this earth for thousands of years. Thousands of years we've been on this earth. Only the past maybe 80 years have we had pharmaceuticals and medical care. I'm not saying it doesn't have its place. Don't jump up at me. I'm not saying it doesn't have its place, but it needs to be in its place. It shouldn't be taking over all the healthcare. And there's other ways to treat yourself and be healthier that I feel can work better, and we should be focusing on them as well. So I'll tell you what, so many people come to see me and we do very cool. I love it. It's very cool chiropractic care, different probably than any chiropractor you've been to or heard of, but we really have unique ways of analyzing your spine, posture, nervous system to see exactly where the areas of nerve interference are coming from. And then we have techniques to get it corrected as soon as possible. And we also have ways of measuring over time how corrected you're getting. So I feel it's very important to realize going to a chiropractor, it should be, you know, the same technology as going to your medical doctor. You should be able to see where your damage to your spinal cord and nerves is coming from, where it's blocking the life and healing from reaching your organs. And we should be able to do pinpoint accurate care to get your spine and nervous system back to its perfect position or as close to it as we possibly can. Because at that point in time, your body's working tremendously better. And so many people are off their medications, healing, living their best life because they got their spine back to an ultimate position. It really isn't about the pain. People view it as how much pain they have or don't have. It's really about the function that gets restored through the spinal cord out to nerves to every organ, cell, gland, tissue in your body. People look younger, feel better, mentally have much more energy, better mental health. They go to bed early, they sleep better. Everything works better once they're doing proper care. And then we measure the change. I never want to guess at how you're feeling based, you know, let me know how well you're doing. We measure the change. We do re-x-rays at specific intervals to see how well you're doing, how well you're correcting. And if you're not correcting well, you know, there's only two people to look at, me or you. Either I'm not doing good care or you're not in as frequently as you should be. And then we got to talk about that. I say all the time, we need to view those repeat result-based tests as ways to discover how you can get better, even if you're not doing as well as you should. So if you want some of this, if you want more of this, you want to try to be as healthy as you can, you know, I'm going to give 5 appointments away. So we do 5 appointments for free for radio listeners to come in every week to set up an exam time, go through the entire process, figuring out exactly where your nerve interference is coming from, how your body isn't working, and, you know, talk about what care you need to get back to being a much better feeling, much better functioning person on this planet. And so give us a call. The number is 845-896-1200. And give us a call and we'll do that test. We'll figure out everything. We'll talk about the care. It isn't a commitment to start care, right? Starting care, it's a different story. Every person has the ability to make whatever decision they want. I want to inform you the best you can ever be informed on how to feel better and function better and be better. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. You can also text us on that number. You could give us a text and just say posture. I always say the word posture is good. If you type the word posture and send it to us, we'll get back to you on Monday morning and set up a time. But text us at the number 845-896-1200 or 1200, 845-896-1200. Either text us the word posture or leave us a message and we'll get back to you on Monday. We'll set up a time, get you in there, and, you know, really start you on the track of being the healthiest person you could be. Right now, so something interesting happened. I contacted ChatGPT. For those of you who are unfamiliar with ChatGPT, it's really something very popular, taking over the world, but it's AI, artificial intelligence. You can ask it questions. It'll give you very informed decisions. It really scours the entire world's database of information, and it gives you really good information. But I got into nutritional issues and obesity in particular, and asked it some questions. And it's so funny, right? I talked about why is the United States so much more obese than other countries? And it talks about things like sedentary norm. You know, so we're more sedentary. Well, the top countries like France, England, they're pretty sedentary too. So, you know, I'm going to disregard that. Stress, lack of sleep, that's all over the world. One thing really interesting is said obesogenic genetics. I'll break that down. It means your genes are causing you to get heavier. And that thinks about our country as a unique nation. Meanwhile, everybody in our country came from another country over the past, probably the majority of the past 100 years, but over the past 300 years, you know, everybody's come from other countries, right? We don't have a real indigenous population here. We're from all over the world. So they can't blame obesogenic genetics, right? Our genes causing us to get fat because all the other countries aren't fat. So that's a real interesting thing, blaming genetics for us being overweight while every other country isn't heavy. Next thing, it blamed medications. I think this is interesting, right? We use more antidepressants, antipsychotics, steroids, insulin. We're the most medicated nation by far in the world. And therefore, it said, I'll name the top ones off. Antidepressants, antipsychotics, steroids, insulin, beta blockers, many of those drive weight gain. So because we're not eating right, taking care of our nervous system, letting our body heal right, we get on these medications, which make us more obese, make us eat worse. So it's just crazy, the vicious cycle. And I don't think, I think most medical doctors are good people. I think they're cogs in the system. I do believe in the boardrooms at the pharmaceutical companies, they're not high-fiving each other because Mary Jones just got healthier, right? They're high-fiving each other because the bottom line, they earn more money for the shareholders. They have to function that way. If they don't function that way, they wouldn't be around much longer. So they really care about getting more medications into people. So let's say you're eating poorly, doing a lot of stuff poorly, get on all these medications I just discussed, you become more sick. And then what's on the other side of that? More medication, surgeries, and other stuff. So real interesting too, it says our gut microbiome shifts. So our Western diets damage our gut biome, our gut flora, our probiotics that are in our gut. And I agree with that 100%. We're destroying our guts, and our guts are so important. And it's from the food we're eating, the food that we're allowed to grow in this country that you can't be grown anywhere else in the world, right? I had someone who came from another country. They said they ate stuff they cannot tolerate here. They'd be in the bathroom all day long, have a migraine, be sick, and they felt great. They had a great, we're joking about bowel movements, right? In the middle of Adams. Not the best place, but basically he's telling how much healthier he was over there eating the same food, just made differently. So when you think about this stuff, it's so funny how we're just doing stuff so wrong nutritionally. And I believe there's a few reasons we're doing it. It also talks about how food's more expensive. That's why. I disagree with that completely. I can tell you probably 10 different ways to eat less cost, right? Spend less money and eat healthier in our country. You know, I can go through getting your foods from local farms, and especially meats. If you get your meats, chicken, beef, other meats, I get lamb as well, from a local farm, it'll cost far less than buying regular beef from a factory in a grocery store, and it'll be far, far healthier, particularly if it's grass-fed and grass-finished beef. So all this stuff, which you've been told to stay away from throughout your whole life, I'm going to tell you, don't stay away from it. If it's the right type of food, eat it all day long. You'd be much, much healthier. So if you think about what we're doing wrong in this country, it really focuses on our bad food, but there's ways to overcome that. And the biggest thing we're doing wrong, and I mention this quite frequently, but the biggest thing that we're doing wrong is our food is being grown in soil that should never have supported it, should never have allowed it to grow. You know, they fertilize it, they genetically modified the seed so it can grow in soil where it should never grow. And they don't have to do too much of the soil. They don't have to rotate crops as we used to do. They don't have to slash and burn to put the nutrients back in the soil as you used to do. They can grow food in soil that has far less nutrition in it, and it looks the same, and it may taste even better because they genetically modified to have more sugar in it, but it's nowhere near as healthy as it should be. If you look at some of the ugly fruit, and they have, you could buy stuff online, like the different delivery platforms where it's ugly fruit. Ugly fruit is often much healthier for you because it's not grown to be pretty and genetically modified to be pretty. So ugly fruit could be better for you. But we're eating food that has far less nutrition in it. I don't mean protein, carbohydrates, and fats. I'm talking about the micronutrients, the stuff that really greases up our gears of metabolism, lets our body run really efficiently and effectively, and doesn't put us in starvation mode where our body can't run well. And so it's so important. If you have extra weight in your body, even if you just want to be healthy, it's so important to figure out exactly what you're deficient in. I say this a lot in the show, but I can't emphasize it enough. It's so important to figure out where your deficiencies are. I have people in my life that don't take many vitamins and they eat like crap, and I see their mental health spiraling out of control. And if you just ate high quality food, right? Ate organic food, which has more nutrients in it, took the right supplements for them, they'd be 10 times better. They refuse to. They can't imagine how food affects them that strongly, and they just eat whatever they want, right? You know, fried chicken, whatever, fast food, they eat that stuff and they feel they're fine. Yet mentally, their health is declining. They have mental health issues. And the one thing people can get away with a lot of that when you're young, you can. You might not feel as good as you should, but it becomes much more amplified as we get older. We get older, we get fatter, our metabolism slows down, we can't focus as much as we should, we have more health issues, high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes. You don't have diabetes when you're younger, often unless it's type 1, much less obesity, much less mental health issues. But you know, if you have these issues, you know, as you get older, you tend to get worse, worse, worse. And once again, as I was saying earlier in the show, what's the answer? always going to your doctor and put on another medication. I'm saying medications can help you, but you should be taking care of yourself in the first place. And if something goes wrong, then go to your doctor. But not much will go wrong if you're taking your health right. So one of the big tests we do is we do very specific testing. We have cool technology. It'll tell you exactly, specifically, which things you're deficient in and exactly which supplementation and how much of it you should take to fix that issue. So with our weight loss systems and with Hudson Valley Weight Loss, the company, that's our big thing we do. We find out exactly where you're deficient. We plug in the nutrients your body needs so it can be less stressed. And your body wants to drop weight. Everybody's body, no one wants to hold on to extra weight. You want to drop weight. But if your body's really stressed, it won't do it. It'll hold on to that weight. So once you figure out what nutrients you need and your body's less stressed physiologically, we plug in whole foods. It's not that complicated, right? Eat whole foods. Good quality meats, vegetables, fruits, and you eat it in the right quantities and you will drop weight very quickly. I was talking to someone last week who's, she's pretty well known in the area. And she's telling me she cannot believe how much her body's dropping weight, how good she feels. It's just incredible. She's so excited. And she isn't even doing the program the way she should exactly, but she's dropping weight so quickly. And I'm so excited for her. And that happens with everybody. You know, I did the program and I lost 33 pounds, not in a year. Not in 9 months, not in 6 months. I lost it in 40 days. 40 days, I lost 33 pounds. And I see a lot of that with people coming in, losing a ton of weight in a very short amount of time because we dial in on what to do. After that, we tell you how to eat normally in normal life, find out what foods irritate you, but really dial in on that. We get you to lose weight. I lost that 33 pounds in a month and 9 days, and I thought it was pretty phenomenal because I eat really healthy to begin with. So many people have obesity in our country, and if they can just figure out the right way to go about it, they can lose weight quickly, regain their health, and have a much better life. So just like earlier in the show, if you want to come in, I'm going to open up 5 appointments. These 5 appointments I'm going to do for free. Just give us a call. We'll set up a time, go through the whole process, figure out how to make you leaner and healthier. The number is 845-897-LOSS or 845-897-5677. That's 845-897-5677. Give us a call. We'll get you in a schedule and get you much healthier. God bless you guys. I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday with Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.